Harry the Hare was lazing in the meadow, bored out of his mind. Idea after idea came up and floated past his mind for possible selection, and yet none of them seemed to capture his attention, giving off that internal spark of excitement. Just then, a sound off to his right claimed his attention. It was a very slow, rhythmic sound, like a slow-moving animal. Sure enough, a few moments later, Teddy, the tortoise, came into view. "Ah, Teddy, my dear friend," said Harry. "What are you up to?" "Just plodding along," Teddy answered. Suddenly, another idea floated past Harry's mind, and this time there was that spark of excitement he was longing for. "Teddy, my dear friend, we should have another race," Harry declared. Teddy kept on plodding. He felt his heart sink. Not another race. Followed by long stretches of Harry gloating and humiliating him for his slowness in front of others. Teddy also knew it was futile to argue. Harry always seemed to get his way, and Teddy just kept on plodding. "I'll race you to the apple tree on the other side of the village," Harry said. Teddy's heart sank again. That was over 2 miles away. This was the longest race yet. It would take him ages to reach that far, and he hadn't even intended to go that way today. "Are you ready?" Harry asked, and without even stopping to hear Teddy's resigned reply, Harry was off. Harry could feel his adrenaline flowing. He loved racing Teddy. As he raced away, he couldn't resist throwing back some banter Teddy's way. Long streams of how Harry would rule the day, what a slow coach Teddy was, etc., etc., etc. To be honest, Harry was so high on adrenaline right now, he couldn't tell you what he'd said to Teddy. All he knew was that it felt good. Teddy just kept plodding on, trying hard to keep Harry's words out of his shell, knowing despite its toughness, these words always seemed to get through and touch him in places he wished they didn't. Harry ran at full pace for about half a mile and then started to feel himself slowing. He stopped and looked around. Just as he suspected, there was no sign of Teddy plodding along. Harry decided to take a break. He plonked himself down beside a tree for a short breather and rested for a while. It wasn't long before that restless feeling started to return, and Harry was back to feeling bored. He shouldn't have made the race so long. He could have won by now and be back gloating to Teddy about his victory. That always seemed to keep him entertained for a while. As Harry looked around for something to occupy his mind while he rested, he noticed a rabbit hole. He'd not seen that one before. He wondered who it belonged to and where it went, and before he knew it, Harry was in and exploring. Meanwhile, above ground, Teddy was still putting one short, stumpy, gnarly foot in front of another, making his usual rhythmic, slow, and steady progress. He was a little frustrated that Harry had influenced his route today, until he noticed a beautiful flower he'd never seen before at the side of the path. As Teddy moved so slowly, he was able to really study the flower and take in all its beauty without even stopping or changing his pace. "I bet Harry never even noticed this flower," Teddy thought. 5 minutes later, Teddy noticed another flower, a slightly different shape and colour, but just as interesting and beautiful to Teddy. Teddy was starting to enjoy this new route. He started to look forward to what else might be along the path he had as he made his way to the apple tree beyond the village. As Teddy plodded along with happy anticipation, Harry was well and truly down the rabbit hole. This was a rabbit hole like no other he had been in. There were twists and turns and runs off of runs off of runs. There were so many choices of where to go, Harry was feeling quite overwhelmed and exhausted. The problem for Harry, though, was that he hated missing out on anything. In reality, it wasn't the missing out that Harry hated. It was the feeling he got when someone pointed out what he'd missed. Or more importantly, how they pointed it out. Like he was something less than them. Without even knowing it, it was this fear that kept Harry running down rabbit hole run after rabbit hole run. Harry had lost all sense of time. He'd no idea how long he'd been down in the dark. He'd also forgotten all about resting and all about the race with Teddy. As Harry got lost further and further into the world of rabbit holes, Teddy was having a great time. He'd met all sorts of other animals, made time to rest and eat, and had some nice conversations. They'd given him advice on ways to get to the apple tree. Some were focused on shortcuts and getting to it as fast as possible, and others were interested in sharing about what could be seen on some of the slower alternatives. Teddy decided to continue on the path that had beauty for a while longer, then take some of the shortcuts, and then he planned to get back to some of the paths that had possibilities of seeing some of life's beauty again. Some hours later, Teddy noticed a nagging feeling accompanying him. He tried to ignore it for a while, focusing on the beauty around him, but then it started to intensify. As Teddy decided to give this feeling his attention, it came to him that it had been a long time since he had seen Harry. In races of old, Harry would usually race off, cross the finish line, take one of his famous selfies, and then come back and give Teddy a hard time about not having finished yet. Teddy usually gave up on the race at this point, anything to try and avoid being with Harry. Sadly, this only seemed to give Harry even more things to chastise Teddy about. It was starting to get dark. Teddy knew he wasn't going to make the apple tree today, so he decided to take up the offer of a bed for the night from one of the pleasant animals he'd met along the way. Their home was just up ahead, and Teddy looked forward to more food and pleasant conversation and some well-earned rest. Harry, meanwhile, was asleep, exhausted and not at all rested. Harry had run out of energy and just fallen asleep in the middle of a rabbit run. It wasn't a peaceful, restful sleep. Whilst Harry's body had physically stopped, his mind still felt like it was running down the rabbit hole runs, trying to reach some sort of conclusion. Eventually, Harry's mind remembered he was supposed to be in a race with Teddy, and he woke up with a start. Still feeling tired and exhausted, Harry tried to focus on how to get out and back in the race. Harry eventually found his way back onto the path he'd left. He started running towards the apple tree, but it wasn't excitement driving him on this time. There was no sign of Teddy. As Harry got closer and closer to the apple tree, there was a sense of dread creeping over him. As the apple tree came into view, Harry's worst fear was realised. He could see a crowd at the tree, and in the middle was Teddy, with the biggest smile on his face Harry had ever seen. "I'm lost," Harry thought, "and Teddy will never let me hear the end of it." Harry thought about turning around, veering off somewhere before he was seen, or pretending he'd already been to the tree and won yesterday, or feigning an injury, plus many other ways to avoid the reality of losing the race. Then an image of the smile on Teddy's face flashed up in Harry's mind, and he knew he needed to go and face the truth. Harry crossed the line and waited for the onslaught of gloating from Teddy. It took a while before Harry realised Teddy wasn't gloating. That smile wasn't about winning the race. It was a smile of relief that Harry was okay and not hurt. "Oh, Harry, I started to get really worried about you," Teddy said. "I passed all these animals on the way here and none of them had seen you or knew where you were. I was really starting to worry." Harry had no idea what to do with this amount of care and concern. Now he felt like a tortoise as this new sensation of being cared about sank in. "You look exhausted," Teddy said. "Here, come and have some of this lovely food we've been sharing. You can tell me all about where you've been and what happened to you." It just wasn't in Teddy's nature to gloat. He'd never wanted to race in the first place. He was focused on the adventure he'd been on, the lovely animals he'd met, and the beauty he'd seen, and now the relief of having his friend Harry back, safe and sound. "Harry, let me introduce you to my new friends. Oh, and then let me show you what I discovered on the way to the apple tree," Teddy shared excitedly. For Harry, the walk back was incredibly slow, but that slowness was restful, and just as Teddy had promised, the path was full of beautiful moments Harry was starting to learn how to enjoy.